If somebody shows up to get tested, what happens next?
So initially we did the announcement of the MiraBus, and so patients were calling ahead of time and talking with our front desk, which both of our front desk ladies were triaging these patients to see if there were candidates for the COVID test. Because the test that we are offering at the MiraBus is a test for current actual COVID infection. It's not an antibody test. And so they scheduled usually approximately 20 patients each time. So we got the people that were scheduled. And then when we were there, like Lisa said, that we saw well over 100 people. We would triage people as they would come and request a test, and we would decide based on the symptoms that they were sharing or their exposure to somebody with COVID, and then we would offer the test if we felt that they were a candidate. And then the other patients that weren't tested, you know, we would recommend, like, you're not a candidate for this. If you do have symptoms, reach out to us. Or there was a lot of people who needed masks, and so we were handing out masks that were provided by Eagle County.
We probably handed out close to 500 masks each time. And then we also handed out food and then diapers and formula and wipes. And then we did a lot of education around what COVID is, what it isn't, quarantining and isolating.
Is this one of the only places where this type of testing is happening, or are you aware of more?
My understanding is up in Aspen Valley Hospital, the people will be tested if a provider, they have to contact a provider first, and then they have to be screened by that provider and then referred up to Aspen Valley Hospital. And there may still be a cost entailed with that. Within this situation, there is no cost. The referral is a self-referral. We do ask if they would be willing to make an appointment, but we are taking walk-ups. One thing that's really important to emphasize, and Maria was, I'll let Maria say something.
One of the reasons that we had several people come to the MiraBus was employers requesting their employees to be tested before allowing them to return. So it was people without symptoms coming and asking us to have this test done so that therefore they could go back to work.
And that's just not advised. That's not
a good use of this resource.
Right, right. And so while we're hearing over and over again that to get back to work, people need to be tested, that's kind of not what they're talking about. They're talking about testing symptomatic people or people that have been in touch and in contact with others who are positive for COVID.
You described how Aspen Valley Hospital's process works, and you know, as far as I know, there's a similar procedure for other places in the area. In that process of somebody being screened, I guess, over the phone or however, and then being referred, is it possible that people slip through the cracks?
Absolutely. And that's been one of the biggest challenges from the start. While we've been pushing for telehealth and doing screenings by telephone, until you can actually see the person, it's really hard to decide whether or not they need to have a test, how sick they are. Luckily, we have caught a number of people who called in and really probably would have fallen through those cracks if we had followed the screening protocols. But we brought them in and we've hospitalized a number of these people because their oxygen level is way lower than they are aware of.
Yeah.
They describe themselves in a very different way from how they look. Mm-hmm. They're much more sick than what they describe. So it's wonderful that offices are finally starting to open up and finally starting to see people. You also have to remember that for a number of months here, there has been no place for newly uninsured people to be seen.
I don't want to take too much of your time here, but I did ask last time and was hoping to just get this again. I asked about what you need for what you're doing there. I guess, what do you need? And if you have any final thoughts or, you know, things for people to take away.
We, as an organization, the Donna Family Practice and our nonprofit, Healthy All Together, really are looking for funding to physically see people who are ill, who are uninsured and have low income. So we are looking for financing to continue to see people. We're looking for people to be more respectful of each other and more responsible for themselves and for the community and the society as a whole by putting on a mask and following CDC guidelines.